Chapter 58. As LP and his friends were trying to get their details and research reorganized, Faith was scrolling through the news on her new phone. "Hey, everyone," she said. "Check this out." She turned the screen to the group and pointed to a news story about activists that had started a protest group against broad use of AI. They were warning that a mass human extinction was imminent if regulators didn't act against the array of commercial AI projects that were still evolving. It was a lead story on Smatter, and even though it had been released just moments before, it had already become part of the Smatter Splatter Meter, a vulgar but apt term to describe the popularity of any given post and indicate whether or not it was trending. This story was definitely hot. Meet the AI protest group campaigning against human extinction. As artificial intelligence, AI, continues to become more pervasive in our lives, so do the fears of its potential to cause catastrophic harm to humanity. This has led to a surge of activist groups such as Stop AI, which are on a mission to raise awareness and inspire dialogue among experts and world leaders about the potential dangers posed by AI. At the forefront of the movement is 22-year-old scientist and programmer Phoebe Cass. The main scenario I'm personally worried about is social collapse due to large-scale hacking, says Cass. This could be caused by AI being used to create cheap and easily accessible cyber weapons that could be used by criminals to effectively wipe out digital communications. Phoebe Cass has led a number of protests and rallies to draw attention to the issue, and her efforts have earned her an invitation to speak at the United Nations and the European Commission. The idea of AI wiping out humanity is one that has been gaining traction both in the tech sector and in mainstream politics. Many thought leaders have broken away from their research positions to argue that humans are no longer in control of AI, especially as it continues to evolve and become more powerful. Stop AI has initiated a number of talks and conferences with decision makers and experts to discuss the influence AI is having on society, and the group is determined to have a seat at the table. Humans have been able to work with partners to develop international conventions and guidelines around other issues, for example, nuclear arms limitations or closing the hole in the ozone layer. So I don't see why we can't get global leaders at the table to discuss the influence AI is having on society, Phoebe Cass said. One of the main solutions proposed by Stop AI is to encourage people to reduce their screen time, particularly with aimless AI searches. This would reduce the amount of data that can be collected and used by AI algorithms to gain more knowledge and control. These actions would also limit the environmental impact of runaway AI usage. Furthermore, they recommend establishing strict regulations on the development and usage of AI and providing oversight to ensure that AI is being used for the good of humanity. They've also suggested technology companies create ethical guidelines for the development of AI, and that government agencies create independent oversight groups to monitor the usage of AI. Whether or not these solutions will be successful remains to be seen. But with the backing of Phoebe Cass and her group, Stop AI, it's clear that the movement against runaway AI is gaining momentum. At the time of writing this article, it is not known whether Phoebe Cass is a part owner of a new AI platform and health venture called Mosaic. Expect updates to follow. The reposts and comments on Smatter were numbering in the hundreds of thousands, amplifying the buzz from the story. "I do believe the story is getting massive," Faith said. "Yeah," Dion jumped in, "but we still aren't really sure what it has to do with this little rabbit hole we've been running down." It was Eugene's turn to jump in with a story.